This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Firstly, we wish to advise that there won't be a face-to-face meeting of AREG in March due to the state election taking over our usual meeting venue for a polling booth. Instead, we've arranged a special online meeting for members. We've invited Rob Robinette, AI6VN from California, to present via Zoom an in-depth overview of the Whisper Demon project, a low-cost, wideband, software-defined radio system designed for continuous monitoring of the MF and HF spectrum. The presentation will cover system architecture, SDR hardware considerations, time and frequency accuracy requirements, software processing chains, and examples of real-world observations captured during geomagnetic storm events. This talk will be of particular interest to members involved in SDR, weak signal modes, propagation research, and advanced amateur experimentation. Due to the time zone differences between California and South Australia, this meeting will be held at 10 a.m. Australian Central Summer Time on Saturday, the 7th of March. Details for the Zoom meeting will be circulated to members prior to the event. If you're not yet a member but are interested in what AREG is about and this topic in particular, please email us at vk5arg@areg.org.au and request a Zoom guest pass. Later that same day, we are holding the next Adelaide area fox hunt. We will again operate both an on-foot hunt around the South Parklands wetlands, followed by a vehicle-based hunt. You'll find us gathered in the Beaumont Road car park off South Terrace in the city from 2 p.m. for the on-foot hunt around the ponds. This will be followed by the vehicle hunt across Adelaide on both the 2-metre and 70-centimetre bands, which should start sometime around 3 p.m. after the foot hunt is complete. This activity is open to everybody, and if you're new to fox hunting, we do have some loan equipment available for those wanting to at least come and try a foot-based hunt. The liaison between the hunters and the hunted will be via the VK5 RSA 70-centimetre repeater on 438.025. The vehicle hunt will get underway by 3 p.m. We expect it to take about 2 to 3 hours to find the three foxes. We hope to see you come along. Finally, to round out March, AREG is planning to be active in this year's John Moyle Field Day contest. We have a location down on Hindmarsh Island and plans for a multi-operator, multi-transmitter station, which we will operate in the 24-hour category of the contest. The Field Day event starts at 11:30 a.m. Saturday, March the 21st, and concludes 11:30 a.m. Sunday, March the 22nd. We will be active as Victor London 5 X-ray on all HF bands from 160 to 10 metres and are considering a VHF-UHF station as well. With the new rules for this contest this year, we would encourage all clubs in SA as well as all amateurs in the state to consider taking part, either from a park, your favourite farm, or even as a home station. The more stations on the air, the more fun for all, so why not consider giving contesting a go in this, the Friendly Field Day Contest of 2026. Well, that's all for this week. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. And gee, isn't the year going fast? It's March already. Now, this year, the Northeast Radio Club has a thing for having meetings on Friday the 13th. We just had one in February, and we've got another one this month. Yes, get to the Modbury West Community Hall on Friday the 13th of March at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And the lecture for the evening will be by Roger from Motorola, and he will be telling us all about Barrett Communications. And, of course, the usual refreshments will be available on the night. And just in case you're wondering, the next Friday the 13th is in November. The Saturday Arvo meeting this month is on Saturday the 28th of March, and it will be a members test equipment show and tell day. And of course, on the next day, Sunday the 29th of March, on VK5RHO on 146.850 MHz at 3:30 p.m. there will be the next Northeast Radio Club Amateur Technical Segment Lecture. Well, that's all for this time. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam of VK5GA for Wison South Australia. Upcoming events for Wison South Australia. It's that time of the month again for the first Sunday of the month, Wison SA Radio Net. It happens today, the 1st of March at 8 p.m. on the VK5 link repeater system. The next Wison SA Radio Net will be on the Easter Sunday, 4th of April. A reminder to all current registered Wison South Australian members that on Saturday the 14th of March there will be a special general meeting to vote on the new constitution. Keep an eye on your email for more information about the meeting. If you don't receive an email and you know that you are a member, please email the secretary at secretary@sa.wison.org.au. The meeting will be held at an alternate location to the normal Wison South Australia meetings. It will be held at the RAF Association Mitcham Branch, located at 150 Bel Air Road in Hawthorne. Doors will open at 9 a.m. with the meeting starting at 9:15 a.m. We are still looking for volunteers for the following events. Sunday, 15th of March, Dementia Australia Memory Walk at Glenelg. We are still looking for any extra interested volunteers to help out on the day. Friday 24th, Saturday 25th and Sunday 26th of April, Rally Heartland at Burrah. This event requires a large number of volunteers to support over the 3 days. You can elect to volunteer for 1, 2 or 3 days over the weekend. Please go to rallyheartland.com.au/volunteers to register your volunteer interest ASAP. Sunday, 10th of May, Gorge Rally Sprint in the Northern Adelaide Hills. Please go to rallysa.com.au/events/gorge-rally-sprint to register your volunteer interest and do it under the officials option. If you aren't a registered member of Wison South Australia, there is no cost in becoming a member. If you wish to volunteer your time for any of the events mentioned, you can contact Wison South Australia Events Coordinator at rallysa@sa.wison.org.au. A text copy of the above information will be posted on the Wison South Australia Facebook group and vk5.au forum with links to the different events, and some of the volunteer registration links will be there also. Cheers from Adam of VK5GA on behalf of Wison South Australia.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Kate, VK5FKLY, and I attended the First Generation in Jazz organising committee meeting for the volunteer groups last Tuesday. What a massive undertaking this is for the management team. A small team of six make up the core behind the running of this highly successful event, and what a great job they do. It's absolutely stunning when you start to realise that they are organising an event that sees approximately 7,000 people come together for an event that showcases jazz music to so many school kids and their families and friends over a three-day event. Just the logistics of providing accommodation for so many in Mount Gambier would make most people's eyes water. Many of the kids end up sleeping in football club rooms, and you will not find an empty motel room this side of Portland or Narracourt. Then, of course, they must all be fed during the event, and there is a sit-down dinner on the Saturday evening which is catered by the owners of the barn, who also own the site which this ever-expanding event is now housed upon. There are some radical changes to car parking this year because of extra pavilions being built over the old car parking sites, and so more adjoining landowners have put their hands up to offer paddocks for parking. An event this size requires a heap of car parking space, and if it rains, that becomes a nightmare of gigantic proportions. In years past, almost all cars have had to be towed out to the gate because of very slippery conditions following heavy rain. We are looking forward to helping with communications again this year and would like to wish the GIJ organisers all the success in the world. They deserve it. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, from the South Australian Repeater Group, SARG. Those members who have ordered shirts, they have come in and will get them to you in the next 2 weeks or so. If anyone else would like a shirt, please send an email to sarg@sarg.au. This has been Nathan, VK5OG from SARG. 73's all, and catch you on the air.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.